Hello and welcome to the podcast. My name is Dominic.
It's Arflo. Ryan, what's up?
We got our mafia names. My name is Papa Dom.
My name is Babyface Nelson.
And we're here doing the podcast on Mickey Cohen, the
notorious
mobster.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
It's going up.
It's going down. We're underway.
Well, first thing you guys should know about Mickey Cohen, he's from Chicago, you know, Chicago native. Shout out to all my Chicagoans out there. Love the hot dogs. Anyways, so Mickey Cohen grew up in Chicago, never affiliated with mobs or mafias at a young age. He was a rare Jewish boxer growing up in that area, boxed from the age from 12 to 16, wanted to go professionally, didn't go as planned, so that's when he joined the mafia, the Chicago mob, with his brother, who owned a liquor store in the Chicago area, and he soon had Mickey jumped into mobs, and that's really what took off for Mickey's mob career.
So, hey Dom, you ever thought about joining a mob or a mafia?
Yeah, I thought about it time from time, you know, get some shooters on my back.
Some dangerous stuff, man. Some dangerous stuff.
Put some hits on people. I think that'd be fun.
Hey, man, hey, one quick question, though. You think Mickey Cohen could beat Mayweather in boxing?
I don't know. I think so.
He's pretty vicious. They call him Vicious Mick, you know?
I know. I heard he got a killer right hook.
Yeah, and I got a killer right trigger.
Dang! Hey, Ryan, you think, like, when he shot fools, you think, like, his gun was like a brrrr, like that one song?
Oh, yeah, that one. Hey, pull it up.
I got you right now. It was like this.
Yeah. Yeah. Bro.
Anyways, going back to the conversation, Ryan. Mickey Cohen, when he started off his mob things, when it's his, like, his stuff, you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah, like the clubs and stuff.
Yeah, that fool was a big old pimp. Fool got, like, chicks left and right. He was doing prostitution. He was playing at the clubs. He was doing drugs. Fool was all over the place. He was well-known over L.A. That's how he started building his empire.
But yeah, man, when he moved from Chicago to L.A., you know, L.A.'s a big, you know, that's Hollywood. It's a big city to do that type of stuff. And you got girls coming in from everywhere, you know, trying to be actresses and big movie stars. And he would just attract them in and make them prostitutes. Kind of what he did.
Kind of sucks. Kind of sucks knowing, like, you go in, like, to Hollywood to try and be, like an actress, and then some big old fool comes up, hey, let me be your pimp.
Yeah, man, they would lie to him, say that, they're producers, and they would take him to, you know, the drug house where he would kill the prostitutes and just drug them up and keep them in rooms. And it was terrible stuff, man.
So it's like the casting couch. Yeah, you know that couch?
I don't know what that is.
No, never mind. And also, Ryan, I also heard that, I also read that whenever he, like, have his clubs, the cops, whenever they come up on him, they catch him, try and bust him, he would just pay him off like it was nothing.
Well, yeah, he paid off a bunch of cops. That's why they all turned crooked.
Yeah, I think he recruited some, too, to be, like, in his little mob game.
Well, yeah, that's why this is a great story, actually. Chief of police of LAPD created this group called Gangster Squad. So it's pretty much detective of Los Angeles PD. His name was John O'Mara. He got about 4 to 5 cops that weren't crooked. You know, he had to really search in deep and make sure they weren't crooked cops to tell him the plan. So he got 5 cops to act as thieves and go to Mickey Cohen's clubs and just thrash him, but Mickey Cohen soon found out because they weren't stealing money, they were just burning it.
Dang, that must be crazy. Like, they don't take the money, they just burn your stuff. But at least you're not getting arrested.
You guys literally saw me.
That's a really cool story, Ryan. But you know what's cooler? Taking a break.
We'll be back in 2 minutes, baby.
See you later.
Alright, so I'm gonna break it down for all you guys listening. So basically, when Mickey Cohen found out the cops had wired his house, so they were listening to everything he was saying to all of his other mob members, they were thrashing his clubs, not taking his money, they were just burning it, of course he's going to get ticked off. So So he decides to leave LA. He's moving his house. But as he's moving his house, one of the cop's friends, one of his good friends that actually worked for Cohen, said, "You know what? I'm done with this mob stuff. My friend's in danger. I really just gotta help him." So he turns on Cohen. Turns on Cohen at a really bad time. Cohen kills him. The one good thing about this, there's a witness this time. So a witness is saying that he saw Mickey Cohen kill someone. So now that there's a witness and no cops are being paid off, they can actually arrest Mickey Cohen and get him out of LA, which is exactly what the people of LA and the chief of police wanted, since he was pretty much taking over. So at this point, the cops have pretty much given up. They're like, "We can't get him. He's too powerful. He's paid everyone off. There's only us five guys. You know, they already killed one of our guys." So they give up. But after they find out this witness, they say, "You know, we gotta give this one more shot. We gotta get him." So they go to the judge. And before, Mickey Cohen had paid off the judge to get him out of any arrest. But this judge is about to retire, and the cops just convinced him.
"Damn, Ryan, that must suck. Someone snitched me out. You know what happened? I got murder on my mind." "I shoot that fool up all over."
Well, thanks for that, Dom. Kind of random, but anyways, back to the story. So right before this judge retired, the detective, John O'Mara, had convinced the judge, "You know what, this is your last year, just do something right for once, after being paid off all these years." So he signed it. He signed off the warrant to arrest Cohen. Now this is the crazy thing. Cohen had realized what was happening. He went to a hotel in LA, which is 75 floors, and he rented out every single floor.
Every single floor? That must have been a lot of money.
Tons of money. That's how loaded Mickey Cohen was, and that's why he was so angry about these cops trying to stop what he had. Because he was just absolutely loaded with cash. So when these cops came in front of the hotel, calling on the speaker that they have an arrest for Mickey Cohen, he was at the 75th floor eating dinner with every other floor empty. The cops soon charged in with a huge shootout, one of the biggest shootouts in LA. Killed all of Mickey's mob members. Few cops dying. Sad thing, but we soon got Cohen.
Thanks for that cool information, Ryan. But sadly, our time's up. We gotta go. Thanks for listening.